A Palestinian mortar shell fired from the Gaza Strip slammed into an Israeli kibbutz Thursday. It resulted in the second killing of a kibbutz resident in 2 weeks.
פשוט בלתי נסבל שיחד עם כל הכלכלה הבלתי אפשרית שלנו גם...
The situation is intolerable, said Chaim Yalin, the head of the regional council in the area. He told Israel Radio that Gaza border communities have been bombarded daily for years and that the government and army are doing nothing. He says Israelis are being buried every week and that no one seems to care. The Islamic militant group Hamas, which rules Gaza, claims responsibility for the attack. Hamas issued a statement saying that it would confront what it calls the occupier because of what Hamas calls its continuing aggression against the Palestinian people. Hamas is especially angry about a crippling Israeli blockade on Gaza imposed in response to the rocket and mortar fire. Israeli Cabinet Minister Roni Bar-on says there is only one solution. Bar-on told Israel Radio that the army must launch a major offensive in Gaza to put an end to the Palestinian cross-border attacks. However, the government is reluctant to invade Gaza, fearing high casualties among Israeli soldiers and Palestinian civilians, and in turn international condemnation. Hamas has offered a ceasefire, but Israel has rejected it. Hamas refuses to renounce violence or to recognize the Jewish state, and Israel fears that the group would use a truce to regroup and rearm for the next round of conflict. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.